Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are listening to Anime Junkies, Three Weaves in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's get to it.
Alright, go you make some paper, boy.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Anime Junkies, Three Weaves in a Podcast. I'm one of your whole hosts, Hihitsu, followed by the lovely
Chibi Leah
and
Keisuke.
All right. Once again, we are back. It was a little while, but we finally made it. A lot has been going on, people. Personally, we've been having a lot of things that we got to do, including work. So,
well, I have been fine. These two are the ones that work.
Who
got them.
These two?
You two. First of all, you both were on business trips at the same exact time.
No bullshit.
You both were on business trips at the same exact time. Keisuke, you had to go on a work business trip. Hitsu had to go on a work business trip. I was the only one abandoned and still here working in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it abandonment? We didn't abandon you.
I felt abandoned. You know why I felt abandoned? Because everyone was gone. My mom was gone. Keisuke was gone. Hitsu was gone. Like, everyone was just gone.
My mom was gone.
Your mom was gone.
My brother was gone.
Everyone was just out of here.
Well, you had an important job.
Is it? You sure about that?
Sure about that?
Your important job was making sure my car didn't get towed.
But it did. That's the gag of it all. Let me tell you about this girl. She took a flight out of BWI. So of course, she came up here. And we were supposed to babysit her car. Well, I was supposed to babysit her car. So tell me why. Just to avoid it from getting towed. Tell me why. It ended up getting towed anyway the day she was supposed to leave. Because she didn't park in a visitor slot.
I thought it was visitors.
Yeah, no, that was bad.
Only things that Keisuke could possibly do.
But it's okay.
That's so stupid.
Because we got the car back.
Yes.
Safe and sound.
But now everyone's back from their work business trips. We can now finally record a podcast episode and get it out there for you guys, which we are super, super excited about. We have so much to talk about, so much to discuss, but you know how we do it. We break it down. How was everyone's weeks? What weave-related things have you been doing? What would you like to share with the audience? Let us know. We'll start with you, Hitsu.
Why me?
Why not you?
Okay. So, week was pretty not adventurous, but it was very busy. So, because obviously, I was working.
Okay, well, something had to happen.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
come on now.
Yeah.
Always so gloomy.
Well, work was good. Got a lot done.
She said we were related.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to think. I didn't really do too much, but watch a couple anime, and that
didn't
wasn't
you guys
until,
watch
like,
anime all like weekend.
That was just yesterday.
No, it's been a couple of days.
We did watch a couple.
Yeah, we started picking back up and catching up to spring anime like on Thursday.
The Thursday, that's what it was.
Yeah, come on now, tell the people you done did some stuff. Okay.
Okay. We watched some anime for a couple of days. caught up on a lot of the seasons. Not gonna lie, Hell's Paradise is getting really good. I'm enjoying that a lot. Me personally, I've been watching My Aristocrat from Another World or something.
I don't remember.
These titles be out of hand,
they
bro.
They really
like,
are.
Like, really, I don't. It's to a point now where I just dumb it down. Like, I don't say the whole, like, slime title. I just say slime. Mm-hmm. I don't say, you know, the whole thing about jobless. Jobless reincarnation. I just call it jobless. So, like, honestly, I'm just gonna call it by the first thing I know everybody is going to remember it from. Mm-hmm. So, I call it Aristocrat because that's literally the only izakai about Aristocrat at the moment. Mm. But then, of course, there's going to be others. So, I'm going to have to figure out how to switch that up. But Vending Machine is going to be very simple.
Oh, gosh. They're just getting stupider by the years.
They're getting dumber and dumber. But, hey, if the show's good, I ain't mad about the name.
Well, you have missed one very trivial Weeb-related thing or Blurred-related thing that we did. We went to go see the brand new Spider-Verse film. It was absolutely phenomenal. Like, I am obsessed. It is all I think about. It is all my TikTok algorithm is. I cannot get over this film. I actually want to go see it again. It was just literal perfection from start to finish.
Yeah, no, I forgot about the film. You know, we saw that, and it was honestly 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Like, the soundtrack is amazing. The movie's amazing. Not just the, you know, drawing artistry, but also the plot, storyline, all of that. It was good.
It was great. The animation, the color theory that they put into the scenes to evoke different emotions and characters. Like, I just cannot really truly express into words how phenomenal this film is. We are literally only going to be getting one more to wrap up the trilogy, which I'm super excited for. And if you watched it, you know how it ended. So it ended on a big cliffhanger. But after this, we are hoping that we get the live action, because we have been getting hints, not only in Spider-Man, the live action series with Tom Holland, but also there was a nice little Easter egg in the Spider-Verse film that kind of just put everything in a full circle, that this live action is on its way. It is coming.
Yeah, no, for sure. The hints are more than hints now.
It's obvious.
They dropping the entire
idea. They are dangling the carrot, and they are like, listen, it's coming. It's coming along.
I don't think dangling the carrot is the right term.
I think it is. They're dangling the carrot.
That basically means like they're teasing the shit out of us.
They are teasing us. It's literally been very subtle hints. I think this one and then the one in Spider-Man Homecoming were the two like really big ones.
Man, they're the most blatant ones.
But there has been other instances where they kind of tease the idea of a live action. So it's coming, y'all.
It's coming.
Always coming.
Yeah, right. They're in the multiverse now.
So. They are.
Well, that's it for me. What's going on with you, Keisaki?
Oh, nothing.
Oh my gosh, you two are literally the worst. Come on. There has to be something.
Weeb related? Nothing. I've been on a K-pop grind. We have two different algorithms. None of that has popped up
for me. Okay, well, share your K-pop obsession.
One of my favorite groups was recently in DC, which I was so sad because I missed them. And they were just like walking around casually. Oh, very, very sad. Anyways, so I've been actually watching their shows like on YouTube and stuff because that's what I prefer to watch rather than watching anime. I don't know why. It's just like a mood thing. But like anime for me, or like shows in general, like it has always been about the mood. Like, if I'm in the mood to watch certain things. So, which is why I mostly end up binging my anime, because I have to be in the mood to watch it. And also, like, I really just don't like watching things week after week after week after week. So, I'd rather just binge shows.
That's valid. I've actually, for spring, I definitely did that this season. I was getting irritated with waiting week for week for episodes for certain series, and I just found it way more enjoyable when I let like three or four build and then binge and then so on and so forth. So I feel you. But how's your manga reading going? You know, you said that you found some apps, you've been reading some new manga. Have you found any new ones that you want to share and recommend, or you have just not been in the mood for anything manga and or anime related, and you're just all about your favorite group right now?
I just told you what I did.
She said stop.
I don't know.
Insinuating things.
I'm sorry. I just thought that, you know, you maybe forgot little things that you did. Like, Hitsu literally forgot he saw an entire film. like an entire movie, and not like a 2-hour movie, not even 7 days ago. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I was just trying to maybe jog something, and she forgot. Excuse me.
Did you just take a jab at both of us?
I did.
Like at the same time. Like is that really how you about to do it? That's how you feeling?
Anyway. What's not bye, guys? We love each other. Anyway.
Then she throwing the towel. That's crazy.
Right. As for me, I am on the same wave with you guys. I have not really been in that much of a mood to really watch anime.
Well, apparently you have been.
No, okay? only recently because our last episode was like 3 weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. And in between that 3-4 week span, I only started watching anime about 3 days ago. So I haven't been in a big mood until recently to catch up on my anime.
She was waiting for me to come home.
I kind of was, yeah. Yeah, Hitsu was gone for a week for his business trip, and I just didn't want to watch anime without him, especially because we started a lot of these series together. So I waited for him to return and instead filled my time with sleep, you know? Because sleep is good. It's necessary. You
16
need it.
Hours of sleep.
16 hours of sleep.
Then she calls me and says I'm tired.
Yes. Clearly was not enough.
We need a doctor. Give us a diagnosis.
I needed more than 16 hours of sleep. I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know what's in the air right now. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I have just been on a sleep kick. And I need my rest. I don't know.
Sound like that's a high. You go on a sleep kick.
I'm on a sleep kick. I'm on a sleep kick and I like to sleep. But other weeb-related things that I have been working on. Everybody knows I did a film. I know it's been a while since I've updated anybody on it or talked about it, but still in the process of editing it. It is done. It is filmed. The footage looks gorgeous. It looks beautiful. The actors did an amazing job. The team did an amazing job. Everyone that was present, all the production assistants, the DP, everything, it came together just as I imagined it from my vision, and now I'm putting the pieces together and editing it, and I cannot wait to release it one day.
One day.
One day. Hopefully soon. I feel like I want to, like, maybe submit them to music festivals, Jesus Christ, film festivals before I release it to the public, because I want to see how well it will perform. So I'm thinking that's why I said one day, because I want to actually give it the chance to see if it can win some things.
That's fair. That's valid.
Yeah. That's valid.
So that's all for me, guys. That's all I've done. Whole lot of not much of nothing. Like everyone else.
Well, you guys have been more productive than I have, so.
That's always, though.
That's a fact.
No, not always. Yeah. There's been a couple of weeks where I've known more about the anime than you guys have.
I can probably count on one hand how many times that happened.
I could probably count on half a hand.
Yeah. Let's be nice, guys. We love each other, remember?
She just sat here and said she was a binger.
She is a binger. Yes, but that's okay. Binging is cool. There's nothing wrong with it. Sometimes it's necessary. If the anime is giving slow burn and you just don't have the time nor patience, you binge that shit.
You know, we'll talk about this later, but like Vinland Saga is one of the...
Oh, absolutely.
It's very beautiful. But...
I'm not talking about Vinland Saga. Thorfinn is the...
Honestly, I must say, I'm...
disappointed.
Thorfinn...
This whole season was a little bit disappointing.
I get it. He's trying to unpack his trauma. But that is not the Thorfinn we fell in love with. Exactly. We fell in love with the Thorfinn that had trauma and kept it bottled in and did not deal with
it. It was fucking niggas up.
Yeah, we liked that Thorfinn. And this passive, I don't fight anymore, crying.
This nigga is crying.
Screaming in his sleep. Like, I don't know who this man is. We do not recognize this man.
It's like, I don't want to do this. What?
And I know that the series is still continuing, and I hope that he gets that fiery spirit back inside him, but as for where we left off, it's giving pitiful. It's giving wimp, and I can't get down with that, because that's not who my boy is.
This man was known as a walking hurricane.
At 16.
And, no, he didn't even start at 16. He started at like what? 7? He was like 7 years old.
Yeah, he was.
But
a
he
kid.
Became like a force to be feared on the battlefield.
Exactly.
And made a name for himself.
Yes. Through the years.
Through the years.
So that means from 7 to when we finally
but
see the time
But then at 16
scale.
Is when he really peaked at his fierceness. And then we all know what happened. If you didn't, we're not going to spoil it for you. For people that have not seen Vinland Saga, what happened at the end of season 1, you know, kind of broke him mentally. But yeah, now he is a complete different person and we don't recognize him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need for him to figure this shit out, because the way he thinks he's figured it out right now, I don't think that's the answer.
I think him and what's that boy's name? Switched personalities.
Oh, in there?
Oh, Canute.
Him and Canute have changed personalities.
Oh, yeah. Canute going crazy right now.
He is what Canute used to be, and Canute is what he used to be, except he don't fight with his fists. He outsmarts people, and he has a whole army of people to do his bidding.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a force to be reckoned with, and I just want the Thorfinn that murdered people back real bad.
Same.
I need the Thorfinn that everybody looked at and thought, oh, what's he gonna do? And then a bunch of people die.
That's what he was gonna do. But we are gonna talk about spring anime on another separate episode, because we wanna give each other some time to catch up to it, watch it into completion, and then have an entire episode where we unpack our thoughts and opinions and break down what our final thoughts was about the season. But for now, Keisaki, we're gonna give it to you and give us that anime news.
All right, starting off, we have Rent-A-Girlfriend season 3, which is scheduled to premiere on July 7th. Black Clover, Sword of the Wizard King movie is going to premiere on Netflix June 16th. And the Netflix panel is coming to Anime Expo on July 1st, where they will talk about the upcoming anime titles in live actions, including Beastars, the final season, Pluto, Pokemon Concierge, live action Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead. Undead Unlocked, the anime, will have an exclusive premiere of the unreleased preview to be revealed at Anime Expo on July 2nd. A new anime titled Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead, will have its world premiere at this year's Anime Expo on July 1st. The rest of us will have to wait for its scheduled release on July 9th. In partnership with Kadokawa, High Dive presents the first ever dual world premiere event of The Eminence in Shadow Season 2, Episode 1, in both sub and dub, scheduled for sometime in October. Bungo Stray Dogs is returning for Season 5, which is scheduled to premiere July 12th. The raunchy anime, Bastard, ! Heavy Metal Dark Fantasy, is getting a Season 2. How? I don't know. Why? I don't know. But it is scheduled for July 31st on Netflix. The anime is listed for 15 episodes, so you're going to get 15 episodes of shit. Lastly, we have Baki Hanma Season 2, Part 1, which premieres on Netflix worldwide on July 26th, and Part 2 is going to premiere on August 24th. What do you guys think about this week's anime news? It was kind of a lot.
First of all, let me address that comment about Bastard.
Please.
First of all.
15 episodes of what?
What?
Shit.
First of all, Bastard was good.
It
and
was.
I see why it got a season 2. I was actually hoping that it got a season 2 because that shit was good.
That shit was good. It literally has almost everything you like in an anime. Like, it's not isekai, so 80% should be on your list. Mm-hmm. It deals with a love interest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is at least another 5% on your list.
It has a sexy male lead.
That is 100% on your list.
Okay.
And he's not the goody two shoe. He's basically
he's the villain.
A villain.
But it's raunchy.
It is very raunchy. That's why I was very surprised that they brought that shit back. Like that was raunchy personified.
Yeah, it was. But how can you say that? You watch like you like creepy shows that where people kill kids.
But the show is not creepy.
So you don't. So you.
It's not creepy. It's inappropriate.
Oh, so
isn't it fantasy?
It is a fantasy, but it's dark fantasy. But I also remember that you don't like fantasy anime, so that kind of makes sense why you don't like it. But it's dark fantasy.
Fairy tale is literally a fantasy.
It is a fantasy. It's like every single time she gives a statement, we find a way to debunk it.
It doesn't make sense.
Any other fantasy that I've watched, okay?
Season 1 of Shield Hero is a fantasy. Jobless
Shield
is a
Hero
fantasy.
Is an isekai.
Yeah, but it's also
but it's
fantasy.
Also has, it's also
I don't
fantasy
like it.
As well.
I don't like it.
It's okay.
So
we just had to address that statement you said about 15 episodes of shit. She's lying. Bastard is good. Bastard is good, and everyone should watch season 1. And it has to be good because they're bringing it back for a season 2.
Look, if you old
it's
enough,
not the first time
it.
That they
That's
brought
that
shit back for a season 2. Okay?
That's very true because they brought back The Devil is a Part Timer.
Yeah, fucking shit.
And we already discussed. We don't understand why they did.
And
that.
Shield Hero. I mean, they should have just left it alone. I just would have been happier with not knowing that the second season was gonna be shit.
Fair enough.
I heard it got better. I'm gonna go back and watch it. They said there's stuff after the turtle.
Did they beat the turtle?
Apparently,
I'm sure they
beat
did.
The turtle.
Okay,
but. Another part piece of the anime news. I am super excited for Black Clover to come back. It has been so way too long since we have watched anything Black Clover. And even though it is a movie and it is not episodes like the series used to be, I just miss it so much. Miss it so much.
I was gonna say that. I do miss Black Clover's like weekly episodes. You know, I didn't finish Black Clover, so fuck you. But I just miss, like, having... Well, you know, like, you have Boruto, which is a go-to... Like, they release episodes, and then One Piece release episodes. But, like, Black Clover was catching up to... was trying to compete with, I think, One Piece with, like, the amount of episodes that they were releasing. Like, they literally didn't break
with One Piece, but...
I don't think they were trying to compete.
Yeah, they were trying to make it they were just trying to keep it as a continuing series that never took breaks.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's built on arcs, not seasons.
Correct.
Which is actually fire. I think it's like 15 arcs.
Yeah. And I love that it did that because it made it feel like how we were younger watching anime, because that's how a lot of anime used to be. It wasn't seasons. It was arcs.
It was arcs, yeah.
That's how
and
it
would
did
just
it.
Release continuously on TV.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest. I am excited for this movie, but am I disappointed? Yes, I am. I was hoping to watch Black Clover until I was in my like mid-40s.
Black Clover was in discussion to be a contender for the big three. It met all of the qualifications to be it.
Yes, it did.
Well, and I think they'd still do. What if like after the movie, they'd be like. Okay, and now new episodes are gonna start releasing, because I remember they took a break because it was catching up to the manga. Like the manga was moving slower than the anime episode releases. So,
yep. And
I wonder now that they have this big ass break, if they're going to start releasing episodes again.
I really hope they do. I'm always rooting for Black Clover. I don't understand why I get so much hate. I did give it hate in the beginning.
That's
I was
facts.
One of those people, but I saw light, and my opinion
is the
changed.
Hate was in the beginning. The hate was well deserved.
I mean,
you literally had Asa screaming in your ear every 5 seconds.
Okay, but he was
for like
he was screaming
episodes
to motivate himself because nobody believed in him.
I get it. That's like Naruto saying, believe it.
Exactly. That was Naruto. That was straight Naruto in the beginning. That's all he did. That's true. All he did.
True. I want them to do a time skip.
They did do a time skip.
At least like a 2-year
See, if
one.
You keep no, watching. No.
I want them to do a time skip where Asta actually looks older.
They did.
No.
Have you seen him lately?
Okay, they did.
She just said she didn't finish it.
No. The very last arc that they came out with.
Speaking. With the
recently
the
before they took a break, they did a time skip. Asta now looks older. He looks stronger. He's buffered. Time has passed. He has new powers. He's enhanced his skills. They did a time skip.
Like a serious one.
Yeah.
Is that after the fairies?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you didn't finish it.
And then that big black like guy.
The demon. Yes. That was the devil.
The demon.
Yes.
The devil. So that was after that.
Yes. Yeah. They did a time skip.
I want them to do another time skip.
They don't need to do another time skip because of the way it ended off. They can't time skip that. The way that the last arc ended, it literally left off on a cliffhanger. They cannot do a time skip.
Oh, okay.
Which is why the movie's coming.
Yeah.
to end the cliffhanger.
What if they time skip at the end of the movie?
That would be fire.
It has to play perfectly. Now, I haven't read the manga, so I'm not too familiar with what happens other than what I have seen in the anime. So, I'm not too sure.
True.
But
y'all
know.
We're excited.
I'm excited either way.
Okay, well, while you two are excited for Black Clover, let me just say that I am going to be the first of the three of us to announce that I knew after the first time watching Eminence in Shadow that season 2 was coming.
You did.
It's no way in the world
an
anime has come out that is that good in a long time.
I agree.
I was gonna say, I heard it was good.
And it's an isekai.
That's true.
I still can't believe it.
I'm gonna stop saying that.
So what you gonna say? What you gonna say?
No, I kept saying, I heard it was good. I heard it was good. I heard it was good.
And honestly, it got a season 2 so fast.
Like, it literally was announced not even 2 weeks after the season ended.
That's not true.
No, for real.
No, it was a little bit of time. It was a couple months span between that because they just announced it maybe last month, I want to say.
God, no. You got to go back.
No, they announced it like about a month or two ago, and that was a fall anime.
That's what I'm saying. It ended like right... It ended like during the spring.
I said it was a couple months span. It definitely wasn't a 2-week span. Like, that's a little much because I ended up watching Eminence and Shadow after you finished it, and then the moment I finished binging it all the way through, there was like, it was right before you went to your trip on your business trip. I sent you the trailer. They announced the trailer, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're doing a season 2. So yeah, it was definitely a couple months span. And I would know because I'm the social media manager, so anytime a new anime pops up or a new trailer, I'm typically always the first one to know.
Oh, when was the last time you posted on our Instagram?
I've actually been doing good. Okay, don't fight me, y'all. I have been slacking on the social media content, and that's because of my film. It has taken all my time. But I'm trying to get back on that, and I have recently been posting again, and I'm going to try to start posting again. But back to what you were saying, Hitsu. There was a couple months span between the...
All right, I don't believe it, but if you say so. So, all I know is Eminence in Shadow, ridiculous. Like, I feel like this could go on past season 2. I hope it goes on past season 2 because this thing can expand so far. The quality of this anime is just, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Not to mention the main character in himself is just a different like spin on any character we've seen in a long time, because when it comes to quote unquote the character that is the main character but doesn't want to be the main character, those are like some of the best ones, because they're not the tryhards, they're not the ones that go out and try to tell everyone I'm strong, I'm the hero. The ones that just be like, I'm in secret, like I'm not gonna show people who I am, but then they come up with an alternate personality, try to show people, oh yeah, this is a strong being, come see me, and they can't stop him. The man can't be stopped. The entire Shadow Garden, I swear to goodness, I'm about to change like something on my like computer to that.
I agree. I loved it. I enjoyed it. But quick, because the fact check queen that I am, I had to fact check when the announcement came out versus when it ended. So, Eminence in Shadow premiered October 5th, 2022 and aired until February 15th, 2023. The first ever proof of its announcement was around April, proving in fact that there was a couple months span between when the season ended and when season 2 got announced. But I digress. You know, I just had to put that in there. But it was really good. And I'm excited for season 2. Hisu, I appreciate you for putting me onto that, because I definitely was going to let that go. Even though I told you about it and then I started watching it. But as y'all know me, I drop anime so fast if it does not capture my attention within the first one or two episodes.
Wait, is this the one where the guy, like, dies and then is reborn into the normal world?
No.
And then... Okay.
No, he was from the normal world, and he was like a vigilante, like in the dark at night vigilante who fought with the crowbar for justice. He had a very strong sense of justice. Of course, he died, got isekai'd into a world full of magic, and he just continued his in the shadows vigilante work, but he could just do it on a much higher scale now, because he not only was born into a family with wealth, quote unquote, but also magic. A high affinity for magic.
Oh.
I don't think his status matters.
His status didn't matter, but he wasn't poor. That's what I'm saying. He didn't start off as someone poor. He wasn't of high status where he was completely wealthy, because as you know, he did some of the jobs and picked up bandits and bounties and ended up collecting money to build what he has now currently. But he definitely wasn't born into someone of lower class.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Because he wouldn't be able to go to the school that he's now going to if that was the case.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, the school was for prestigious students.
Oh, I thought it was for just people that were good at fighting.
No.
And they wanted to be, like...
Everyone who goes to that school is of some type of class, high-ranking class. Yeah. He didn't get a scholarship to go there. Everyone's well aware of his sister, who she is, and that was before she entered the school.
Nah, they knew about her when she entered the school, because she's
well,
a beast.
Well, I just want you to know that he's not poor.
I know he's not
and
poor.
And poor people who are not of some type of class can go to that school.
Okay, so status matters for the school.
Status matters in general for the world that they live in. Because that's how it is with a lot of isekais. A lot of isekais, they get transported to a world that has an aristocratic class-like status.
Eminence in Shadow, season 2, people. Get ready for it. It's coming. And if you haven't seen season 1, please do.
Well, I haven't seen season 1, but I heard it was good. I might
watch
it.
Yeah, you just heard it just now, so watch it.
Well, I feel like she's heard it before now, but she just still hasn't watched it.
But she heard it again. Now watch it.
I feel like we've told you to watch Eminence in Shadow many, many times before this podcast, and yet here we are.
So now you haven't until October to watch it.
Actually, you know what? You can watch it whenever you want to. Don't let Hitsu enforce anything on you. Take your time, and if you want to watch it, great. And if you don't, I feel bad for you, but you really do need to watch it.
But thank you, because if I watch something that you want me to watch, then I'm going to want you to watch something that I want you to watch.
Which is the catch-22 here, because he literally will force anime down people's throats and say that, oh, you have to watch this, but then let us recommend something to him that's not of the same genre that he likes to watch. It's or, just an immediate no.
Or something that yeah. I would be interested in.
It is just an immediate, but you already know she's not interested in isekais. And yet, you still force her to watch isekais. So, what's the difference?
You forced her to yes. watch a bunch of isekais. And she did it.
No, she didn't. She watched two.
Which ones?
Jobless.
And
Slime.
No. Wait. Jobless.
Oh.
And Shield and Hero.
Oh, shit. I was going to say Redo of Hero. Oh, my God.
No.
No one forced her to watch that. She wanted to watch that.
No, I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Good for you. You don't need to.
I thought she did. No, I thought she watched
no
it.
No one should watch that unless you are a little fucked up in the head.
No, I didn't watch it.
You can just watch the edited version.
Yeah, but even the edited version is still just
because
wilder.
The edited version is literally like they show you a slideshow. Like the first episode,
how you know
like
that
a picture of a fireplace because I think I tried the first episode.
You tried to watch it.
It just being like a fireplace for like mm-hmm. 5 whole minutes of the clip, and it's just like. You just watch the fireplace and you hear sounds, but like it's just a fireplace.
Anyways. Hey, all I'm saying is that don't knock it till you try it. Now I'm not advocating for the show. I'm just saying.
Well, the same thing goes for you. It goes both ways.
Well, see, that's the thing.
No. It goes both ways.
Give me something that is just completely.
No, I don't.
Out of my jurisdiction. Yes.
No, I don't. And you're giving me something completely out of my jurisdiction.
Eminence and Shadow is right up your alley.
Oh, please.
Eminence and Shadow is right up your alley.
Honestly, I don't think it is.
Are you kidding me? It's kind of comedic. She likes comedy.
I don't know. I just feel like we need to just stop forcing each other's taste on each other. And if you want to explore outside of your taste realm, by all means, try the anime. We are giving an honest opinion that it is, in fact, good, which is why I got a season 2 super, super fast. So, yeah, it's worth it.
What she said.
It's worth it. I feel like it's one thing when there is no proof that a show is good, other than people that are already biased fans of the specific genre, but... The stats don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Isekais don't get season 2s quickly. That's just not a thing that happens unless it performs well.
I'm gonna be honest. When was the last time anything came out this quickly for season 2?
Jobless.
Jobless didn't come out quickly.
It was announced quickly. And Eminence and Shadow did come out quickly because season 2 is gonna start in October and it just aired last year in October.
In October. So that's
it. Came out within less than a year.
That's crazy. That's like Attack on Titans. Last couple seasons.
I feel like they also were truly confident that it would perform well.
Shit.
And they were on the money.
They were on. It was correct. That is correct.
But any last tidbits of the news before we continue and move on to our topic, which a lot of the news in here is about summer anime, which we will be discussing in today's topic. So. Any more things, guys?
Mm-mm.
Watch Eminence and Shadow.
Yes. I do have one more thing, and that is Beastars, the final season. The fact that it's the final season is a little bit bittersweet, but nonetheless, everyone knows Beastars is a phenomenal, phenomenal anime, and I heard that it just gets even better with every single season that comes out. I have not read the manga, so I do not know the story. I'm a stay anime only galley for that. However, super excited for that.
I'm good on the animals acting like people, but still having animal instincts and being weird. It's weird.
It's a little weird, but it reminds me of like a Zootopia type of thing, and I love Zootopia, so.
Is Zootopia rated R?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It said it reminds me. I didn't say it was like Zootopia.
I mean, fuck. If you can watch Redo of a Healer, you can fucking watch Beastars.
Yes, because Redo of a Healer is way just
Netflix.
It's more raunchy. If you can watch fucking Bastard, raunchy. You can watch.
No.
Beastars.
No. Bastard typically is consensual. Nothing consensual is in Redo of Taylor.
Because it's a revenge story.
But his revenge is on some other type shit.
They did some other type shit to him.
And that's fair. His revenge, I hate saying this because it's like such a conflicting statement to say. But it's like, I understand his revenge and the way he went about his revenge. Because it was like literally an eye for an eye. All of the mistreatment that happened to him, he repaid it in the same exact manner. But yeah, it's a touchy thing. Anyway, moving on. Let's jump into today's topic, subject of discussion for this episode. Hitsu, tell them what we're about to talk about.
We're going to talk about summer anime, y'all. Because like it's that. Coming.
It is coming, and the lineup is not, it's not as great as spring. Well,
We don't know.
It might be. You know, you guys know we do anime yearly wrap-ups, and we basically pit the seasons against each other and rank them of who was worse to who was the best. So I feel like it's going to be a little toughy between spring and summer this year. And then we might have to just see what's giving in fall. But as of right now, spring is taking the lead.
Facts.
I mean, we can all agree on that based off of what we're watching or, you know, what we have seen so far. But we have a lot of fire coming out, like a lot of fire coming out next season. So contender, yes. But wasn't summer always a contender?
Never.
Or was it spring?
No.
Summer was always the worst anime lineup.
It was always a contender for
fall and what?
Yes, for you. Let's make that clear. Good analysis, Chris Bucky.
No,
great observation.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Summer has had
never.
For you. You're missing that point of for you.
Mm-hmm. When it came to recent years, that we've had this show anyway, which is, we're about to go on 3 years, y'all. It'll probably be 3 years in October. But in the almost 3 year span of us having the show, out of the 2 years that we have wrapped up anime, summer has always been the bottom. Because it was always the year of the isekais, which is why you like them. Because a lot of isekais would come out in the summertime. And that is why you maybe named it your best. But last year, I know for certain, summer could never have been the winner. Did it have The Promised Neverland? It had Shield Hero.
Man,
it had
summer.
Devil is a Part-Timer. It had Cosmo of the Elite. And those fumbled. Those fumbled so bad. So I already know it couldn't have been that.
First off, I never said summer was my top contender. I said summer was a contender.
I legit have podcast proof that you will always say that summer is the one for you.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Bleach. Yes.
You know what, Case Baki?
Bleach came out
when you edit this audio.
No.
We had to insert a clip of him saying it just to show him how wrong he is.
I said.
Let's be petty.
I said that Bleach took the season, and it took the year. So I said that fall was the winner. You cannot say that I said ever that summer won. I said it was a contender.
Last year, and the year before that, you said summer.
You said summer.
Y'all are drunk. What y'all drinking?
Your top.
What y'all drinking? I want to know. Share some.
And summer. Yeah.
Y'all are drunk.
I remember.
Okay. I don't know if it was. I know it was your top two. Maybe last year, because Bleach came out, you didn't put it as your number one, but it was definitely your number two. And then the year before that, it was definitely your number one.
No, the year before that, it was definitely my number two because Attack on Titan came out that fall.
No.
Attack on Titan didn't come out the fall before last year?
We're not denying that. We're just saying that summer has always been in your top.
No, it has not. Y'all are tripping.
Yes, it has.
Y'all tripping.
But you know what? I don't even know why we're having this conversation, because you, forget everything anyways, so.
Okay. Look at the screen. That's for you.
Let's be nice, everybody. Remember, we love each other. That is the slogan for this episode. Be kind.
I'm just saying.
Being kind gets you kindness. You get that, right?
Okay, we are literally, that's okay. Because, audience, I want this to be a task for y'all. Because y'all remember better than we do, maybe, hopefully, I don't know. But if Hisu has ever been one to always put Summer as his top contenders or winners, let him know in the comments once this episode is posted. Please, 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 please do it. Please do it. Say, Hisu, you said that shit. That's all I got right. This thing I write in the comments is, Hisu, you said that shit.
I didn't.
You're delusional. Anyway, moving on. Let's actually get into our most anticipated summer 2023 anime watch list that we will be tuning into, that you guys will hopefully be tuning into, as well as some other recommendations that may not have made our top 10 list, because we're going to try to condense it and make it short. So, let's start with number 10.
Starting off with number 10, we have Rurouni Kenshin, which is getting a reboot. I don't know where they're going to start off with Rurouni Kenshin. I don't know if they're going to go reboot it off of the, like, the kind of doing the same thing that they did for Fruit Basket. Looking at the animation, it's definitely upgraded. I wonder if it's going to show, like, it looks really bright, but I wonder if during, like, the dark scenes, if it's actually going to show that, like, dark, bloody type of side of Rurouni Kenshin. I am excited to see kind of, like, what the opening sequence is going to be, because I actually love the original opening sequence of Rurouni Kenshin, like, the show. Oh, I love that opening. So I'm gonna be sad if, like, they change it, or if they're probably gonna change it. But anyways, that's Rurouni Kenshin.
Okay. Any thoughts? Now, I don't really remember Rurouni Kenshin all that well. I don't even remember if I finished it or not, but I will probably go back and refresh my memory and rewatch the 90s version. And then in preparation for the reboot. I just know that it is a classic, and things can get really sticky when you try to reboot and bring back classics. It could either be 50-50. It could be really good or really bad. Like you said, Fruits Basket is a perfect example of a reboot done very, very well.
But you know what? Fruits Basket needed a reboot, right?
It did.
Mm-hmm. Like, did you see the way that the character...
They were ugly. We talked about this on the last episode. They were god drop dad ugly.
Exactly. But, like, Rurouni Kenshin, it didn't look bad. It didn't, like, all the characters were nicely proportioned. Like, it didn't look bad at all. And actually, I think the reboot of it, like, I'm not a fan of the way that it looks right now. I mean, I'm gonna have to watch the show, but just looking at the images, I'm just not a fan. Like, I love the original version, so I'm curious. I mean, even when they rebooted Hunter x Hunter, which Hunter x Hunter needed a reboot, like, they actually needed a reboot, but when they rebooted Hunter x Hunter, the animation wasn't that off. Rurouni Kenshin and the new Rurouni Kenshin reboot, the animation is different.
It's giving the devil's a part-timer treatment. Like, it looks less...
Oh, yeah. Kind of like cartoony.
Yeah, it looks more cartoony and less fierce like the original should, especially given the tone that Rurouni Kenshin sets.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's almost a different tone, so I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. Do you have any thoughts on it, Hisu?
I'm going to be, like, perfectly honest. I didn't watch this show entirely.
I don't think so. I don't think I did either.
I think I started it, but the only thing I remember is that he's got red hair. I think that's it.
Oh, goodness.
Like, I don't nothing else.
That's fair, I guess. I did watch that show very, like, religiously. Like, I freaking love that show.
And a lot of people do. It's really good.
Well, that's why now that the reboot's out, it's giving me an excuse to go back and watch the original. But in all honesty,
and it's also nice to have a samurai show. I don't think we have any like current samurai like shows in general, but yeah, Rurouni Kenshin is, I've always been a fan of Rurouni Kenshin. I just,
well, they have samurai in it, but that's not a show.
But there is a samurai show.
There's actually a bunch of samurai shows that's come out. They just aren't that big of a name.
Like what?
Revengers? Well, Rurouni Kenshin is a classic.
Revengers is about samurai.
Revengers is about samurai.
Oh, you are absolutely right.
Wow. Anyways, I'm not a fan of the it just looks so shiny. Why the fuck is everybody so shiny? Sorry.
It looks very cartoony. I'm sorry.
It looks like they put like a whole, like, you know how when people post photos on Instagram and then they oversaturate their This does exactly what it looks like. It looks like they over... Anyways, I'm not going to prejudge until it actually starts to come out.
Well, for it's those just that so fucking shiny. Seen Rurouni Kenshin. Okay, so why don't you give them a brief little breakdown of what it is about?
Yeah, so it's about a samurai who retires being a samurai. And he loses his memory. He loses his memory and he lives with like a girl and like a couple of his friends, and he was actually a well-known, like, he used to like be a killer, like a cold-blood killer, and I think like his memory like starts to slowly come back as he you know progresses in his life. But every time he goes through like challenges, so he's a unique samurai because he actually fights with a reverse sword, meaning that the reverse side of the sword, like, it can't kill people. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, it can't harm people.
But he can't.
It's the blunt side of the blade. I got you.
Yeah. So he fights with like a reverse sword. Anyways, I forgot what the actual like plot of it was, but I do know like a side of him, like an old side of him, comes out whenever he is fighting, and then he kind of like forgets. So I do know like he at one point like he loses his memory, and then it like slowly starts to come back. But he does whatever he needs to do to protect like his friends and his family. But I actually forgot what the actual plot of the show is. It's been so long.
Yeah. Well, I will be tuning in. I don't know if Hitsu's going to watch the original, but I will probably go back and attempt to try to watch the original. Y'all know me. It takes me a long time.
Well, you'll love the theme song. It'll grow on you. Like, the first time you hear it, you're like, eh. But I believe it. I love it.
90s was a very prime time. Like, it was a very prime era of anime. Hardly anything that came out in the 90s wasn't beloved, so.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to give the original series a try back. I have a better tolerance now, so.
It's a lot of fighting. I do like it.
Okay, well, yeah. That sounds promising.
And it's bloody and violent.
Yeah.
Well, is it like...
It's up my alley.
Is this like...
This is what I like.
Is this like what Inuyasha could have been, or...
No, Inuyasha could have
been. No.
Never?
No.
So it's better?
First of all, why? Wait a minute. Why are you comparing Inuyasha?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know how Inuyasha, like, it didn't have as many fight scenes, but...
Inuyasha was nothing but fighting.
It was more drama than fighting.
No. It was more fighting than drama.
Yeah, like, they literally fought every single episode.
Yes, it was more fighting than drama. They were always fighting.
They literally fought every single episode. Every single episode they were fighting.
They were always fighting something.
So what would you
say? But also, like, Inuyasha is not a samurai. He does not fight with...
He's a half demon, and they live in the in a period where it was nothing but demons. They fought demons. They didn't. I mean, he has a sword. There were hardly any samurai in that anime.
So he's not.
Yeah, I mean, he has a sword, but
he's not a samurai.
He's
a big ass sword.
I would compare it more to like maybe a samurai shampoo. Then I mean, it's definitely different genres of samurai shows, but like it's more equivalent to samurai shampoo than it ever will be to Inuyasha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inuyasha's an isekai.
Oh.
This is not an isekai.
Thank you, Keisaki. I will.
You're welcome.
I'll definitely have to get on that. All right, what's next?
All right, next on the list, I am actually super excited to watch this. It is called Helk. If all of these, anime we're talking about, the trailers are now out, so you guys can go see it for yourselves. But Helk is about humanity celebrates the defeat of the Demon King by the hands of a lone hero. And in order to determine the new Demon King, a tournament is held to decide who will inherit the title. But there's a plot twist. The victor of this tournament is none other than a human hero that goes by the name of Helk, who fights these demons while proclaiming his hate for humanity and urges for its destruction. And he does it with a smile on his face. He's giving like Hercules All Might in a demon world era, for real, for real. But as he goes along and, you know, wins the tournament and tries to proclaim the new title as Demon King, some people, mainly the people who are at the very top of the demon society, are very wary of his intentions, and we don't know if he truly wants to defeat humanity or if this is a little trick or a game. So if you are a fan of anime tournament arcs, this is perfect for you, because that's exactly what it is, just with a little bit more of a little plot to it. It's more than just a tournament arc, and I'm super excited to watch it. Okay. If you like Ragnarok, if you like the Ragnarok anime, then this is, I feel like, is something very similar to that that you would kind of like. But yeah, the character definitely he looks like Hercules.
So I just have a question. His name is Helk?
His name is Helk.
Oh, okay.
The hero's name is Helk.
I was wondering if it was an abbreviation for something.
It might be, but we don't know. But as of right now, the anime title is Helk, and it might be, but as of now, the anime title is Helk, named after the hero. And it's crazy, it's because we kind of already know how it's gonna go. We know he wins, right? So how else are they going to tell the story? Is it gonna be like, do we get to see the entire tournament arc? Are they gonna speed through the tournament arc and just show like,
oh,
he wins.
He already wins.
He wins. We know he wins. It's in the trailer that he wins. It's in the synopsis that he wins.
I'm sorry, so the hero, who's a human, becomes the Demon King?
Yes, a human enters into a tournament specifically for demons.
And he's getting ready to basically tell people, hey, I'm the Demon King. I'm going to tell you my story of how I became the Demon King.
I don't even think it's like one of those type of things. I think we literally are going to see him enter. We're going to see him win and beat all these really strong demons, proving that he is in fact a very strong hero. And then we're going to see a human potentially take the title of Demon King.
Potentially? I thought he won.
I don't know. It's neither confirmed nor denied, because the way the trailer sets up is he wins the tournament, but the demons are so reluctant to give him the title because he's a human. He's stepping in our world trying to take a title. You're a freaking human.
He looks like a girl.
That's funny coming from you.
No. Seriously. He looks like a girl.
He does. He's super buff, you know?
Is he a girl?
Super buff.
He's super buff. He's not a girl.
Are you sure it's a he?
It's a man. It's a man.
Are you sure?
Hey. All of you, that's...
No, I think this is a girl.
It's a man.
No, that's definitely a guy. He's just super buff.
Are you looking at the elf girl, the elf demon girl?
Oh, that is a girl.
That is a girl, but she's a demon.
She's literally the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
No,
she's
that's literally
not,
the that's face not. Of the.
Yes, because she is. I forgot who she is, but she's like one of the top four, like in charge of the Demon Society or something along those lines like that. And she is basically tagging along with him and assessing and investigating, does he really hate humanity and he's on our side and really wants to become Demon Lord and destroy humanity, or is this, or he is a lying piece of shit.
You know a lot about this. For real. So
No, Hulk does look like a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What gave it away? The human ears?
No, I mean, he looks like a guy. I think he looks like Hercules, just, you know, with, like,
no, he definitely looks like Hercules.
Hair.
No, I just saw the girl for, like, the first... every time I look it up, I just see the girl, the elf girl.
Mm-hmm. She must be the fan favorite.
They didn't show who Hulk was. But I didn't watch the trailer either, so...
Well, there you go, people. Hulk. Watch the trailer, see, tell us if you like it. Sounds like it's going to be interesting.
I feel like it is. I feel like it's going to be one of those anime that people don't expect to be good just based on the strength of the trailer. But if you watch it, it's actually going to be something super enjoyable to watch. Very entertaining.
Really?
I have a feeling.
Okay.
I'll be tuning in.
That reminds me of Skeleton from Another World.
It's not an isekai.
Moving on.
It's not an isekai. It's Saving Grace is that it is not an isekai, even though it sounds like something that it could be, but it's definitely, I don't even know. Could it be considered a fantasy because it involves demons and heroes and stuff? Maybe.
Yes.
Moving on.
All right, guys. We have Reign of the Seven Spellblades. Springtime at Kimberly Magic Academy, when new students begin their first year, we navigate the prestigious yet mysterious school alongside our MC Oliver, who forms a bond with a katana wielding girl named Nanao. If he's to survive the dangerous unknowns that the school has to offer.
Yes. Hey, so this is one you would like because it's a fantasy. You love Magic Academies tropes. So this is right up your alley. And literally, it's about a school from the outside that appears to be normal. Where you go, you learn magic, you exceed, you excel. However, the school is not all that it appears to be, and it is anything but just a simple school that people go to learn. A lot of dangerous things lurk in the shadows. There are a lot of dangerous threats. We don't know exactly what they are yet. But if you tune in and watch it, you will find out.
If this is like Mashal, I'm a pass.
It's not like Mashal. It's not a comedy. Mashal is a parody. Like, it is...
You don't like Mashal?
It's like a so-so for me.
But Mashal's a parody. It's not meant to be
serious.
Yeah,
it is a parody.
It's not meant to be a serious anime. It's meant to literally make fun of, honestly, Harry Potter in an anime-like manner.
So you're saying this is the opposite of
this
that?
This is the opposite. This is not a comedy. This is serious. People's lives are at stake.
I'll think about it.
I'm surprised that you... Have you seen the trailer?
No.
You should watch the trailer. This is how you know you'll like it. The MC has black hair.
What? That's how I'll know I'll like
it. If you paid attention to the fantasies and isekais that you are drawn to,
they all have black hair.
Most of the MCs have black hair.
Name four.
Yeah, they do.
And this is shout out.
They really do.
I can't remember all the titles of the ones, but what's that one where it was like you tried to get Keisaki and us to watch it at DreamCon? We were in the hotel. You remember what I'm talking about, Keisaki? About. It was like
the Black Summoner.
The Black Summoner. He has black hair.
It was something like I got
Demon Demon King
something.
Academy. He has Demon Lord King Academy. He has black hair. You love that shit.
Demon Lord King Academy.
The one Anos.
Anos, that's your dude. Like that?
No, you liked it too.
It was cool. Yeah, he went hard.
All I'm saying is that if you've paid attention, you are drawn to fantasy isekais where the characters typically have black hair.
Because they're Japanese.
No, it's not. Well, if you've paid attention, hair color in anime has a huge significance in the characteristics of a character.
And normally the one with black hair is in Izuka.
Yeah, this looks like something you would watch.
No.
I'm sorry. They all come from Japan. Looks like something Kudhitsu would watch.
Yellow, orange, it doesn't matter. They're all Japanese characters.
And Izuka's?
In all anime, yes, and even in isekais. But you're literally missing the whole point here. You get what I'm trying to say, right?
Yes.
He is literally, he gravitates. Because 9 times out of 10, characters that have black hair that are main leads or deuterogonists are overpowered and typically extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
And a little nutty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. This looks like something you would like.
Yeah, it looks like something. Which is why I'm
It's an action fantasy. It's okay. We'll hear from him in a couple weeks, and he's gonna be like,
"Yeah, he's gonna backtrack and come like, oh my god, you guys have to watch this. So this shit is fire. If you're not watching this, you're lame. We know.
I never tell people they're lame if they ain't watching.
Oh, you tell them to do something else that we're not gonna say.
Yeah,
that only pertains to Bleach.
I don't know.
Well, first off, I just want to say this. Of course they're gonna have black hair. They're the only people from Japan. Because they're reincarnated.
What are you talking about?
Second, of course they're gonna be strong. The only times they're not strong is when they have to get strong. Third, I'll get back to you.
You make no sense. Anyway, we are going to move on to another anime to be on the lookout for, Keisaki.
I'm excited for this one.
So am I.
Is it the Izuka?
No.
God dang it. I just wanted to say she liked
it. No, it's none of your business.
It's none of my business. I feel like it's an Izuka.
What is the anime that y'all are literally fighting about before we even talk about?
Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead.
This I'm is so going excited. To be so good, guys.
I'm
Tell
so
what it's about.
Fucking excited. Okay, so it's about a guy, and his name is Akira. And his life has lost any shine after spending years toiling away for a soul-crushing company. But when a zombie apocalypse ravages his town, it gives him the push he needs to live for himself. So what does he do? He goes on a mission to complete all 100 items on his bucket list. I am so excited because this is an action. It's also a comedy, and it's also a horror anime. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I identify with the main character. Literally, he is depressed. He only has become depressed and literally gave up on life because he literally works a 9-to-5 job that literally sucks the soul and life out of him, which we all can feel. We all understand. Capitalism and corporate America literally sucks the soul out of us. It makes life less enjoyable unless you love one of those weird people in this world that love your 9-to-5 jobs. But if you're like more than 90% of America, you likely do not. So first, it has a very it has a very I lost the word that I'm trying to say. You can see yourself in the main character. So
relatable.
Say. Relatable, yes. It has a very relatable main character. Secondly, you add the comedic aspect of the zombie apocalypse. The zombie apocalypse is here, and instead of him being scared and fearful and like, oh my god, we're all gonna die, he's like, yes! I don't have to work anymore. I don't have to go to work anymore. This is my first day off, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna survive this zombie apocalypse, and I'm gonna do all the things on my bucket list. I have 100 things, and I'm gonna do it, and he becomes alive again. I love it.
Me too. I'm excited.
Now, I'm not asking for no zombie apocalypse, though. Like, I don't want no smoke with that. But...
Yeah.
It's a zombie anime. You're going
to
get it.
I mean, no, I'm saying like, I say I relate to the character, but that's the only relation I have to the character is his hatred of the 9-to-5. In terms of a zombie apocalypse, I don't want no smoke with that.
Take what you can get.
No, I do not want that. I don't want that. Mm-mm.
It comes with the territory.
I don't think so. Okay. So, we're going to move on to the next one. this is kind of a double one because I feel like they are kind of both equally in the same kind of category, because if you are already fans of these anime, then you are excited for their returns. And if you weren't a fan of their anime, then you're not going to be excited for this return. But the first one is Horimiya, The Missing Pieces. Now, this is not a continuation of Horimiya, because the way that they adapted it, they kind of ended it already. For real. But this is just a special anime series that will show the pieces of the stories that was in the manga that they just didn't include in the adaptation. So if you want more Horimiya, you crave more Horimiya, this is your chance to shine.
Yeah, so basically, like, all the friends that didn't get boyfriends, this is them showing their side, like, their love stories.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yes. And then, if you are fans of Rent a Girlfriend, like myself, I love Rent a Girlfriend. I think it is a great series. Season 3 is finally returning, where we get to see our simp that needs to stand up, Kazuya, as he navigates his love interests, plural. We see the continuation that picks up where Season 2 left off, where he has realized his love for Chizuru and wants her to obtain her dreams, and is literally going to find any way to do that while also trying to get her to fall in love with him back. And then, for some reason, because he's such a good guy, more girlfriends continue to appear and pop up in the picture, which just makes his love life way more twisted and way more challenging than it already is. And we didn't even think that that was completely possible, but it is. So I am super excited for those two. I know Hitsu doesn't really watch any of those, and I don't know if Keisaki watches Rent a Girlfriend, but I do, and I'm super excited for them.
I do not.
Would you watch it if it was called Rent a Boyfriend?
She might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keisaki, have you ever gone on YouTube and actually, like, watched people actually rent boyfriends and girlfriends?
They do it, and it's mm-hmm. real. Yeah, I've seen YouTube videos of that.
Yep, it online. Is a real thing.
But they have some, like, rules.
Yeah,
like,
of course they have rules. It's a service, and people can't get out of hand. They can't get crazy.
Yeah, they have rules. You know what's so crazy, though? Oh, I watched a little bit off topic, but not off topic. I watched a YouTuber. She bought a hotel, but she thought she was staying in, like, a regular hotel. But apparently it was really common, I think, in Japan, is they have, like, love hotels.
Yep.
You know, like, hotels that you go to just to, you know, make love. Anyway, so they stayed in one of those hotels, but they thought it was just, like, a normal hotel. And they were so confused as to why they had some of the stuff in the room. Like, they had, like, condoms. They had, like, lube and different things. Anyways, and they were like, oh, like, this is, like, a bad review for this hotel. And then turns to find out it was a love hotel that they were staying in. Anyways. Super funny.
I think America needs love hotels.
I think we need love hotels too. I think it's about time, because nowadays more people are starting to, like, live at home with their parents, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, where can you go to hook up? Like, the only thing you could go to is your car. Or
outside, like the rest of us.
Or outside. What? Huh? Fucking animals.
Why are you going outside?
Where else
I mean, if that's what you gotta do, that's what you gotta do.
Okay, there are some modest people in this world that don't want to fuck outside, okay?
I'm sure there is, but, like,
but the majority was outside.
Or right. You could be a little classy and have some love hotels where you can go pay for your service and then get the
fuck. They don't have that now, but they should.
Well, let's be the first to open up our very first love hotel and make some fucking money. Let's start a love hotel chain for the first time in America.
You know what? I think that's what motels are for, though.
Sued out the ass.
You wouldn't get sued.
It sounds Why like would prostitution in buildings.
It's not prostitution.
As long as we're not providing services.
Yeah, we're not providing the people to have sex with. We're providing the place for people to have sex with.
And you're paying by the hour. Like, you pay by the hour, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
you just come, like, we provide the lube and the vibrators, but, like, you bring your own girlfriend or boyfriend, and you pay for an hour mistress, or two,
you know,
because
I feel like it's
going to
be
right.
a real high-traffic cheating area, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Real high-traffic.
Exactly. And then you pay by the hour, and then you get it on, and then you leave. Mm-hmm.
So what about
a lot cheaper than paying $100+ a night for a hotel?
Yes.
What about for larger parties?
Because having sex shouldn't be that expensive.
For larger parties?
Yeah.
You talk about like orgies?
I mean, you could do that too. I mean, why not?
No, let's start the business plan. Let's start the business plan.
And it's more, money.
Let's start the business
plan. I promise you, we'll be popular.
I feel like it.
For sure.
But in the meantime, let's continue our list. What am I trying to say? God damn it. So now, let's move on to the next top 5 most anticipated anime that is on our watch list that we are excited to talk about. Hitsy, what's the next one?
Alright guys, we have Bungo Stray Dogs Season 5. Now, I don't know about y'all, but if you have been watching Bungo Stray Dogs, this thing is getting more and more, for me, exciting, but yet confusing, because the time skips is kind of confusing me. But it's interesting because of the mystery, and we all love the fight scenes, if you've been there, watch that. But season 5 looks like it's going to be good. The cliffhanger from last season, it was big. So we need to go ahead and see what's going on and make sure that, you know, they ended off on a good note. Now, I'm not even going to say ended off. Let me actually take that back, because I don't know if they're going to make a season 6 at this point. They just keep coming out with more seasons. I'm like, okay, another one.
Well, I did not finish season 4, so I have literally no idea what's going on. Other than the strange, seems like a blast in the past that we are experiencing, where they're kind of telling the story of how the company they all have was created. I feel like that's what we're at. I don't know, can't be too sure. But I guess I'll finish it, because I heard season 5, after the cliffhanger that a lot of the fans were talking about, is now finally going to potentially reveal the antagonist that's in this mask, and then the new societal threat that they're facing against. And it's Bungo Stray Dogs. And I saw the trailer, and it seems like they're back to the original casting. We're not in the past anymore. We're back to the present. And that's what I was trying to get to in the first place. I was trying to get there.
We were there. We just wasn't all the way there.
I mean, but that's why I was confused, because I'm like, what is this? This is not the cast I know. Where is everybody? You know what I'm saying? I was like, where is everybody?
Well,
facts.
I mean,
that's facts.
It was good though. Like, some of the mysteries they saw.
I believe it. It's Bungo Stray Dogs. They're gonna be good, but after the investment of 3 seasons into characters and their stories and the things that they were going through in the present, I wanted to keep that going. You know, I was craving that to keep going in season 4, and it didn't start off that way, so it kind of lost me.
Nah, yeah. I definitely understand. It was quote unquote a struggle to finish it, but I was so hoping for, you know, it to get back on track the way I preferred it to. So, I mean, yeah, just finish it. You'll be good. But you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, folks. Bungo Stray Dogs Season 5. It's coming, baby. You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Coming, baby. Alright, Keisaki, next one, number 4.
Alright, we have Masamune Kun's Revenge. Okay, so for our fourth one, we have Masamune Kun's Revenge R. When Masamune Makabe was a child, he was rejected by a rich, beautiful girl named Aki Aragaki, who gave him the nickname Piggy for being overweight. Devastated, Masamune put great effort into working out to improve his appearance. Now a handsome yet narcissistic high school student, Masamune is determined to exact his revenge. He will have Aki fall madly in love with him and then ultimately reject her the next time they meet. I believe this is a second season.
Yes, and I don't know exactly what the second season is going to be about, so that was kind of just a synopsis of what the overall plot is in Masamune Kun's Revenge. And I remember a very long time ago talking about this specific anime because I had watched it for the first time and I loved it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they bring it back for a season two. Here we are, rewind about a year or so later, and we finally get season two that we so rightfully deserve. This anime is a hoot, okay? If you talk about revenge body, this is a revenge body anime to a T. This man was fat, he was ugly, he was unattractive, and this girl, she is known for being this bitch in high school, not even just high school, she's just known for being this bitch in life that if she gives you a nickname, it sticks and you are known for that nickname for life, and that is what, and it will follow you all through life. So yeah, he is truly a narcissist. They play mind games with each other and he wants to literally take her down a peg, and I'm here for it, and I'm ready to see what season two is and finish the story out. Or I don't even know if they'll finish the story out. But I'm ready to see the continuation of the anime that, for a little blip, I fell in love with.
Why is it R?
That's what I'm trying... That's what I'm confused about, too. Because I don't know why it's called R. No idea. I have not a clue in the world.
I just seen that and I was like, what kind of revenge are we talking about here?
Rated R? Rated R revenge? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that
redo
type of
Redo of the healer. Revenge, redo of healer.
Stop bringing that up. I try not to bring it up occasionally. You've mentioned it at least more than three times this episode. You're crossing the line, ma'am.
You are the only person that brought up the fact that there's an R.
Facts.
Yeah, because it threw me off. I'm like, is this...
I mean, it's not like it's not off topic. It is on topic. That is a revenge story.
I do not think the R is anything closely related to Redo of Healer. I don't even think it's in the same ballpark.
So it's not a rating? Rated R. It's just a letter?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're going to have to take that out with the production, okay?
We're going to find out.
You're going to take that with them, because I am just a consumer. I just eat the shit up. And I don't know what that R means.
Okay. We'll find out.
Maybe it's some Tokyo Ghoul type shit.
That was Re.
Yeah. They be adding Re to shit too sometimes. Maybe the R means Re.
Oh my god.
No. Maybe they shortened it.
No. By one letter. No.
Fucking no.
That's not how it works.
Oh my god. Let's keep the ball rolling so we can give you guys these last three. Okay. I don't know who goes next. Who's supposed to do three? Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay. Let me give y'all number three. All right. Y'all already know our standpoint on this anime. Well, Keisaki's standpoint, but Hitsu and I's standpoint on this anime. We love this anime. We will ride for this anime. If we have a chance to get people to watch it, we will. Jobless Reincarnation Season 2 is returning, and season two covers something called the youth arc, where we will see a grown-up Rudy. We are in a time skip period where Rudy is now older. He's in his early teens and he is going through some massive changes, not only through puberty but the situation that is occurring right now, where people are spread out all across different dimensions, different universes. He still has to find his mom, the love of his life, aka his cousin, has left him. He is, you know, we get to see the development and the growth. I'm here for it.
I have said this multiple times to multiple people, and I will say it again now. This anime, now I love isekais, but I swear to goodness, this anime right here, I swear to goodness, is the perfect, like the perfect anime. It's got everything. It's got world building, it's got character development, it's got good plot, the adventure, the story, like literally the fight scenes are crazy, crazy good. Not to mention it's an isekai. So it's like sprinkles on a cupcake. It's just getting better and better.
think we all can agree with that.
100%. I'm excited.
I'm ready. We are 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 ready.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, can you imagine Rudy as a teen?
We about to.
You remember how strong he was when he was a kid?
Mm-hmm. We are about to witness. I know he's even more powerful now.
This dude is probably about to be a walking deity at this point.
And on top of that, he has more mentors now because he's not with his father. You know, Sword Master King, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's a beast with a sword. We're just going to see his growth and development and pick up where we love. And you know who I'm really excited to see? My good sis with the red hair. Because her little ass was fighting with their swords. I already know she's the same age as Rudis, if not older, because she was older than him, right?
She was older.
So she's even older. She's probably in her mid to late teens instead of early teens like Rudis is. So. Oh. I already know. And she left and went with the Beast Girl.
Yeah.
She's a monster. I have full faith that she is now a monster.
Well, the reason she left in the first place is because she felt like she couldn't protect Rudy.
Oh, I know the reason she left.
So my thing is, if I forgot his name, the bald headed guy. Remember they called their party that Druid?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Was it Druid?
I can't remember, but I know who you're talking about.
Dead End.
Yeah, the same race as the
as him.
As his little
as his people.
Yeah.
So they're called Dead End.
Mm-hmm. The group is called Dead End.
That's what I'm saying, but he's a Dead End. That's what the people are called.
That's what they're called?
Yeah, that's why he called them. That's why they called the group that.
Really?
Yes. He said the first way to get people to accept it is to make it acceptable. So that's why he called the group Dead End, because he's a Dead End.
You sure about that?
My memory is good when it comes to certain things.
I don't know about that one.
I'm sure it is.
The same thing that you said that Eminence and Shadow was announced 2 weeks later.
That my memory is good when it comes to certain things. So yes.
I don't know. But you know, I'm the fact check queen, so I'm gonna look that up.
Okay. Well, the man has a name, but just know his race is called Dead End.
That's true. I don't remember that. He is a superb. That's what it is. That's what their race is.
Yes.
I think the race is called superbs.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, that don't sound right. Yeah, the Superbs Warrior Group. He's a Superb. I'm like, he's not called Dead End.
So then why the group called Dead End?
They didn't even choose that name.
Look up Dead End.
Isn't that their group name?
Yeah, that's their group name, but that's not his race. He's a Superb.
Well, they call him Dead End.
That's the name of their adventure group.
Yeah, I know, but they... Why am I at this one point not getting some type of recognition?
Because you're wrong. Like, what do you want? Because, you want recognition for being wrong?
Because they called them that for a reason.
Not in the but the reason is not because of the race.
Okay, cool.
That you said it was.
So then why did they name it that?
I don't know. We're gonna have to come back to that.
Alright.
Well, in the meantime, we're not gonna stop the list to discuss it.
Alright, well,
we're gonna circle back to it.
Okay, cool. Well, like she said, y'all, Jabba's Reincarnation Season 2. If you haven't seen Season 1, please do. Because Season 2 is coming and you need to be prepared. For absolute greatness. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to our top 2.
That's me. I'm next.
Go ahead. Let us know.
And of course, I personally should announce this anime. Because I'm deserving.
You're deserving.
I'm deserving.
He's deserving.
People, we have Bleach, Thousand Year, Blood War, Arc Part 2 coming out this summer. I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
Yes.
This is literally like reasons I live for this. Like, the number one anime in my life has always been Bleach. When I found out it was coming back, I was like a kid again. And now that we're getting the final arc, I can say I have now been able to get closure on my anime. How many people can actually say that they can get closure on their anime? Not a lot, because they do us dirty. They do us dirty. You know how many season one animes were so just magnificent and they just did not continue?
Or they brought it back and it was trash.
Or they brought it back and it was ruined.
Ruined it.
So I'm happy to say they didn't do that to the GOAT. One of the big three. You know what I'm saying, baby? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can you dig it?
I know what you're saying. The GOAT. Quotations. The GOAT.
Yeah, it's the third GOAT of the big three.
Yeah.
Hey, it don't matter. It's a GOAT.
I mean, to be a big three, you have to be a GOAT.
Exactly.
But It is the third of the GOATs.
Why? We're not doing this right now.
You know why? Because had they never brought it back, it would still be number three.
What?
Like, but I love that they continued it. And prior to them bringing it back and finishing it with the enhanced animation, like, there was just a lot of things wrong with Bleach. But you still couldn't take away the fact that it made a very big impact on the anime community. You cannot take that away. However, in comparison to the other two that were in rotation around the same time, it just didn't compare.
Stop this conversation right now.
I can only give my opinion. I could be wrong. A lot of people love Bleach. Many fans love Bleach. And they have done a very great job with the Thousand Year Blood War arc. I am invested into it. I love it. And I think I only love it because it's enhanced and it's the new gen animation. And they did a great job with it. But yeah, like, I don't know. Prior to the Blood War arc, I just wasn't feeling Bleach as much as I did. Like, I didn't start really liking it until they were in Soul Society and started fighting Aizen in there, and that's when I was really like, okay, I like this. And then that ended, and then that Fulbright arc came, like, what the fuck is this? And then, yeah, here we are.
I will not take Bleach slander in my presence. We will go on to the number one anticipated anime of the summer.
Fair enough.
Keisaki, please take it away.
Jujutsu Kaisen!
Season 2! Y'all. If I must say so myself, Jujutsu Kaisen has to be one of the best shonens, besides Demon Slayer, to appear in this new generation. And the manga is just gorgeous. It's wonderful. It's amazing. Like, we are not even at the peak of what to experience. It just gets better and better. And season 2 is going to be definitely an especially good treat, because it is going to be split into two cores. So core 1, we're going to go back into the past around the time where Gojo and the antagonist that we know of, Geto, when they were students at Tokyo Jujutsu High School of Sorcery, and we get to see what it was like when they were young. And basically, how are we here? Like, how is Geto this antagonist that hates humankind and wants to eradicate them and make the world nothing but sorcerers? And how did they not become friends anymore when they were super close? And now Gojo has to literally fight against his best friend. We're going to see all that unfold in Core 1. And then we have Core 2, which is the Shibuya incident arc, which everyone knows it is going to be very emotionally damaging. Mentally prepare yourselves for that. And Jujutsu Kaisen, once it airs, it will literally be airing until the end of the year. So we're going to start in July and we're going to be carried all the way to December or further. So that's a treat.
I'm excited.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be... I mean, Jujutsu Kaisen came in, you know, I don't even know how else to say it. It came in through the front door like, I'm here now. Mm-hmm. And it basically was like, we're going to show you good animation, a good plot, great fight scenes.
Lovable characters.
The characters are definitely lovable. I'm a big fan of at least two or three.
Just two or three?
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of... So, the... what do you call it? The guy who can't talk, and he only, like, talks in, like, sushi mm-hmm. terms. That's, like, my... he's my number one character. Like, I don't know why, but I gravitate to him. And then, I think my second favorite is, Toto, because he's just a reckless Hulk. <It's> just, I like the fact that
he likes tall girls with big butts.
And that's my guy.
Who likes tall girls with big butts that's like Megan Stallion.
We see, we hear with it. So I feel like if I was in an anime and he was like around, we'd be brothers.
Best of friendo.
Exactly.
Best of friendo.
I know. I love a lot of characters in JJK. Megumi, Nobara, Maki, Gojo. I love Geto. Fine ass.
Geto?
Geto?
Is the villain.
Yes. What about it?
Oh my god.
What about it? He's fine and I like him. Gojo, of course. We got Toji coming in season 2. I am so excited to see Toji animated. We got Nanami. Everybody loves Nanami. Like, how can you not love Nanami? Like, there's just so many characters to love in JJK. Like, so many. And counting. So, I'm super excited for season 2. And there you have it, guys. That is our top 10 countdown list of our most anticipated summer 2023 anime that will be airing the end of this month and continuing until whenever they tell us to stop. And some honorable mentions that we did not include but is definitely on my list and some others is The Girl I Like Forgot Her Glasses, My Happy Marriage, Malevolent Spirits season 2. We actually tried to start watching season 1 and the premise was great, but it didn't pull us in. So the fact that it's getting a season 2, it must not have been that bad. Of course, Bastard, we talked about this earlier in the anime news. Baki Hanma season 2. If you are a fan of Baki, you're going to love the fact that it's coming out with a season 2 and a part 1 and 2. Dark Gathering, Keisaka, you might like that one. That is a horror anime. Then we have Liar Liar, and of course, Hitsu as Isekai Just For You, Reborn as a Vending Machine, Now I Wandered the Dungeon.
Now you can get snacks on your adventures.
I'm hollering. I don't know how that's going to work. I do not know how that's going to work. It's a fucking vending machine.
I definitely seen like a glimpse of, I think they had like a little trailer for it, and he don't have legs.
He doesn't move. Like, she carries him. She
carries him everywhere.
Oh god, it get worse. But yes.
What if his snacks are like powerful?
You eat one and you gain this power. I hate it.
Doritos.
I hate it.
No, you can't even name the snack. You just gotta watch. They like type in the letter and then the number.
I hate it. And do not like it.
I'm trying to tell you.
Not a fan.
I'll knock it.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. But all in all, guys, we are super excited about summer anime. We hope you guys are excited too. And of course, stay tuned on our next episode where we will wrap up spring 2023 and discuss what we think about it. All right. Till next time.
Bye-bye.